I'm going to do just as the Lord told me to do and bring you this message from last night's live TV program, Worship TV. Here it is. Clint Tabernacle Choir and More Than Enough. We come, beloved, to the Father Heart of God and part 11 this week. And we're looking at loving God in all circumstances. We've been looking at that for a little while now. Loving God in all circumstances. And we're looking at that same scripture I brought you last time. Do you remember? Ephesians, the third chapter, and verses 16 through 20. We've already spent 3 weeks just on this particular scripture because it's so important. Let me read it to you. It says this. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you. Oh, I love that word. Empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Do you remember that? Last time we were talking about trusting in God. And I pray in Jesus' name, if you watched the last broadcast, that you indeed are trusting in Almighty God. It's so, so, so vital. We can't really, I believe, this is what I personally believe. A lot of people would disagree with me, but we can't really get off the starting blocks, I feel, unless we have complete and utter trust and confidence in him. This is called loving God in all circumstances. Trying to understand the Father heart of God, trying to tap into the Father heart of God, and trust is vital. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. As you understand his glorious, unlimited resources. And then the verse continues and it says, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Now, this is going to make you laugh because I am not a gardener. Believe you me, I know zip about gardening. In actual fact, everything I know about gardening, you could write on a postage stamp in big letters. I know nothing. But I do know that when plants grow, there is a rooting system. I know that because I've dug up roots, not knowing what I was doing, being directed by someone clearly who did know what they were doing. And they were saying, you need to dig those roots up because if you don't, that plant's going to keep on coming back because the plants were so strong. You see, those roots had gone down into the ground and made an incredible impact. In actual fact, at a house I used to live in many years ago, I'll never forget this. There was a tree outside and this gardener said, if you don't pull out that tree, you're going to have all sorts of trouble because the roots are so intense that they go right down and then they go underneath the foundations and start coming up into the bricking system that will then damage your house. So it's important that you get that tree out. And I can remember working with the guys trying to get this tree out and seeing the rooting system and how thick those roots are. And I love this analogy. Your roots will grow down into God's love. They will start to go down and keep on going down and keep on going down as you sense God's love. And they'll go down and keep you strong. You see, the rooting system is what is feeding the plant. If the root is femur, if it is feeble, it's not going to feed the plant very well. And so consequently, the plant will die. I have a plant in the house here. It was planted some time ago, but the rooting system is not very good. It's either that or I didn't put any water on it because the plant has died. And I can imagine that if I were to go down and pull that particular plant up, it would just come out in my hand. The rooting system would be terrible. But your roots in God's love is what is important. How deep do you want your roots to go down? Do you need them to go down and down and down? Well, I'm telling you, you do. You need those roots to go down as far as they can possibly go, because then you are going to be like a huge oak tree that can't be blown over in a wind. All sorts of things happen in your life. Every single day, something will happen that will test you, that will test your faith, that will test God's love in you, that will test your perseverance to continue on the journey. All sorts of things will happen. And what you've got to understand is, if you are living in a situation where your roots are very feeble, then anything that comes along is going to bash against that plant and it's going to bring it down. And in God, you will begin to die because your rooting system isn't strong enough. Yeah, but how, David? How can I get my rooting system strong? It's very simple. You need to look at this. You need to dwell on the Word of God. You need to soak up the Word of God. Today, a little bit earlier, I was bringing you a verse from John 15, John the 15th chapter, and verse 9. And as I looked at verse 9 and 10, I feel the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation on that particular verse that honestly I've never seen before. I have never, ever seen that before. That to me is amazing. That is a rhema word. That is so life-changing when that happens. But beloved, that happens all the time when I'm looking at Scripture. We need to be in a position where we can recall Scripture at all the times we need it, because we haven't always got our Bible with us necessarily. Our rooting system needs to be so deep down that nothing can blow us over, nothing at all. I pray in Jesus' name that these messages are hitting home in your heart, and I would love to hear from you. The way you can do that is to send me an email. And the email address, quite simply, is this: tv@worshipradio247.org. You can send in a prayer request if you please. But you can also send in a praise report. You can tell me what God is doing in your life. You can tell me how your roots are growing. You can tell me that your joy now is overflowing. You can tell me that Jesus has come into your heart for the first time and that you are born again of the Spirit of God. You can tell me these things. And what I'll do is I'll pass that information immediately onto my team, onto my prayer team, and they will begin to pray for you, for your strength and for your protection. This is so, so vital. We need to be joined together, you and I. We need to be an ecclesia, a people that are gathered together to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we need this so, so much, because time is very short. Time is so, so short, beloved. And I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back very, very soon. And that is why we need to keep watch. We need to have our eyes wide open. And that is why your roots need to be growing deep, deep, deep down into God's love. And I say, the only way that that is going to happen is if you make a decision that you're going to worship in spirit and in truth. You're going to worship the living God, and you are going to get yourself well ensconced into this book. That you are going to make a decision that you are going to read the Bible and meditate on the Word, and you're going to to look at what Jesus is saying, what the Lord is saying into your heart. And if you don't know, if you have no idea what the Bible is telling you, then just say, Holy Spirit, I pray in Jesus' name that you illuminate this word for me. And that is what I try to do. And that is what preachers do at churches right across the world. They are bringing you the word of God and they are illuminating it, I hope and pray, through the power of the Holy Spirit. But that is the whole point. And this is how you are going to grow from being a baby to being an adolescent to then being an adult in the Christian world. You can then start to nourish yourself with the word of God. This is so important. Your roots, says Ephesians, the third chapter, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. It's so vital. You know it. And so do I. Will you pray with me right now? Father God, I pray in the name of Yeshua. I pray in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that your beloved children who are listening to this word are taking note of what is being said, that their roots will grow down into your Father's love, Jesus, that you would continue to pour your love into us together, jointly, Lord, as we grow together, especially as we are studying your word and worshiping in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. And may your name be glorified in all the earth. Lord, I take no glory. I take no glory at all. I give all the honor and I give all the glory and all the praise to you for what you are doing through this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.